Oh, actually, yeah, you can bring in a topic if you want as a guest.
Oh, no, thanks. I'll probably get in more trouble for doing that.
No, I'm going to ask you to give us one, and we don't want to know what it is before you bring it up.
All right, okay.
Have a little think, and then I'll bring you in.
You've got such a Radiohead voice.
Radiohead voice.
Radiohead voice.
I'm a creep. All right, steady on. Actually, I've got an ear infection. I can only hear out of, like, it feels like I'm in a fish tank. I can only hear my own voice, and I'm thinking, Jesus, is this what people listen to on this podcast? It's horrible. Oh, hello, and today on the 316, we've got our first ever guest. Hi, Harriet.
Hey!
That is Graham's lovely lady, his better half. And we've just decided that Harriet should come up with a topic today. So should we not waste any time and just dive straight on into it?
Yeah.
What is our topic today?
Town light switch-ons.
Oh.
Ooh, you mean Christmas lights?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't go to my own this year.
I've never been to my own before. And I went this year by accident. And it was just pants.
Who turned on the Christmas lights this year?
I don't actually know. I don't think they even knew, to be honest. They just picked a name out of a hat, as far as I could tell.
The person was just standing on stage with going, I don't know why I'm here. Just press the button.
It's probably like one of the least favourite gladiators on Are You a Gladiator?
Who would be the least favourite gladiator on that show? I think if you bag any gladiator, you're onto a winner.
Not really.
There's so many, I can't even remember. I can only remember Wolf.
The Wolf was a legend.
I don't remember any of the gladiators.
Who was... There was some female... Who was the, like, main female?
There was some female!
There was some female!
There'd probably Jet, maybe?
Jet! That was the one! Right, I'm going to overshare here.
Go on.
I remember being a kid at school and this TV show they were hyping out. For our viewers overseas who may not have any clue what we're on about, I'll put a link below in the show notes. But yeah, I just remember this kid came in, he had this sticker book, and I was like, what's all this about? And he's like, oh, it's this new TV show, it's awesome, check out these people. And he was like kind of putting these stickers in the album, and I'm like, who's she? And he was like, that's Jet, she's like one of the best gladiators. And I remember it was like my first ever sexual awakening. I looked at her, I was like, I'm feeling emotions I've never felt before.
How old were you, Zeke?
I was quite young. Like, I must have only been about, I don't know, like 3 or 4, no, about, I don't know, 11 or something. I'm kidding, I was 27.
It's when you've got, like, your first school crush, isn't it, on a celebrity, and you're like, am I allowed to feel this way about this person?
Yeah, and it's confusing and exciting, isn't it? I do remember Michael next to me, the guy who owned the sticker book, was like, yeah, I suppose she's pretty, but check out this Wolf guy. I'm like, okay. I didn't know what it meant back. I didn't know what it meant back then, but yeah. I think he works in Broadway now, actually.
I was about to say, does he live in Brighton? I might have seen him.
He might well do, for all I know. Yeah, I've not spoken to him since the sticker book days.
Back in the times.
Back in the... What the hell was the topic?
Who turned you on?
Jet, we've been through this. No, my Christmas lights. I honestly don't know. I don't even think they had a celebrity there. Is this whole tradition dying? Because I've heard this from people in different towns that just Christmas light turn-on events are a bit rubbish these days.
It just seems like an opportunity for loads of, like, idiots to get together, drink a few beers because they're on offer in the pubs, because the pubs aren't too sure whether or not they're going to get any customers.
True.
And then they start a fight as soon as the kids have gotten off of the fairground rides. And they're so big and packed that you can't even see the lights anyway.
Yeah, there was... I'll have to post a picture of this as well. I think it was Stoke-on-Trent, their Christmas tree, left a little to be desired. Unfortunately, hopefully this podcast won't have left anything to be desired because we're out of time.